and welcome to another episode of Fools Daily. I'm Conrad, and today I'm joined by a new contestant whose specialist subject is Lucas McCabe, in the shapely form of one Joel Henry.
I'm not sure quite what the shape that shapely form is, but hello, Conrad.
It's just very shapely.
Pig onesie shaped. How are you doing, lad?
I'm all right, thank you, apart from having the lurgy, the dreaded winter lurgy, which seems to have gone, it seems to be going to a stomach bug, so I may have to depart urgently.
If I hear the running of feet and the flush of a toilet, I'll try and keep the conversation going.
If you hear anything running, you just keep the conversation going. And how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, Conrad. Doing okay, looking forward to Christmas.
I would say I'm looking forward to the break, but I've been on a long break, really.
More break.
So today we're going to do something Malifaux-related on Fools Daily.
Mm, unusually?
Yeah, well, it is and it isn't. We said we'd do this every now and then. I am going to start playing Lucas McCabe.
Yeah.
It's probably because I played Jake at Gunsmiths and just watched him play it and thought he just looks like so much fun. And when I got the box out and started to make the stuff up, I've just really enjoyed putting the models together as well. They are. It's been one of the most pleasurable plastic kits that I've put together from Weird, which is really strange. The horse and McCabe himself. It just fitted together so well and so nicely, as opposed to all the fiddly bits that we've been getting used to in some of the other kits.
Yeah, it's about 2 years ago since I actually assembled mine, when he first came out back in Worth on 1.5. So it's been a while since I've gone to that, but I seem to remember him being quite good.
It's amused me, the two box sets that I've built recently, both Yan Lo and McCabe, both had 1.5 cards in. That's how long ago I bought those.
Yeah. No, the box itself is a pretty nice one, actually. You get a nice selection of models in there. The Wastrels are pretty models. We like their style. McCabe mounted and on foot. Sadia's pretty imposing.
Yes.
Although fairly static. And Luna is actually one of the nicest dog models I've seen from any range. So, how do you like it?
So, I don't know where to start with him. I mean, I'm going to be playing with him tomorrow at the club. We have a club on a Friday. Don't ask. They've cocked up bookings, even though we have a permanent booking on the Sunday. Somehow they managed to double book us.
Nice.
Yeah. So we have a club tomorrow, but I am going to be playing him. I'm going to play him as 10 Thunders rather than Guild.
Okay, that was my first question, actually. Were you going to start with him? Where were you going to start him? He's got some crossover between the two.
Yes.
But he can play very differently in each one.
So you have experience of both, or
yes,
Predominantly Guild?
Mainly Guild, but I've used both several times.
So your starter question for 10 points is, which one did you enjoy most? Boast?
I will boast that I enjoyed them both the most. So I come in a Dr. Seuss. No, I like them both for different reasons.
Okay.
Guild was a more straightforward version of McCabe, I found. 10 Thunders was more interesting for what it could do. His 10 Thunders version tends to be more about synergy. And his Guild version tends to be more about, this is my plan, stop me if you can.
Okay. So, I mean, how does that show itself on the table in terms of...
In terms of Guild, it's about he augments already good combat models and makes them better at what they do. So they're getting into combat quicker, or they're hitting harder, or they're staying around longer. And he works with a great augmentation tool, and he brings real speed to Guild.
Yeah.
In terms of what he does. So he's like a Guild crew doing things better and a master that fills a gap in what, to be honest, is a gap in most guild crews. So it kind of, it's like, you know, Guild 2.0. It just kind of adds a bit of speed and adds a bit, another way of resilience to already good models.
Does it make it more interesting to play? Because, I mean, I'm used to, you know, the Lady J's and the Peditas, you know, where they're just, or the Sonyas, where they're just blowing you off the table and that's really all they seem to be doing.
Yes, very much so. McCabe doesn't do that. He's not really ever going to go in and take an enemy master off the table or, you know, run in and smash the enemy's biggest model. His own stat card is fairly unimpressive for a master. Defense 5, willpower 6, 7 wounds on his horse.
Yep.
The impressive bits are walk 7, charge 9.
Yeah, he's only got a cache of 2 as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. So, I mean, the defense augment does boost itself the more he gets stuck in. If he's engaged with one enemy model, his defense goes up by 1. If he's engaged with 2 or more enemy models, his defense goes up to 7. It goes up by +2.
Okay, I see that, yeah.
So, he likes to be in the thick of it, you know, roughhousing with a couple of models. His damage line, not great, it's a 2-3-4.
He has got the traditional critical strike, though.
He does, and it's built in. Mm-hmm. So, 3-4-5, which is okay, but it's not stunning for Master.
Yeah.
And it's more about what he can do with his upgrades to boost himself, but more importantly, boost the other models. And that kind of teamwork, rather than solo effort, marks him out as quite different from some of the other guildmasters. In Sonya Crew, Sonya does the blasting. Yes, other people set up the burning, but then it's all about her show.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and Lady Justice reads from the front with the biggest sword in the guild. McCabe doesn't do that. He's a team player. So he does play differently from that. And he is about making his team stronger so that he can go and look good because they look good.
So what sort of things does he bring that makes guild stronger then? Are we looking at upgrades at that point?
Partway, yep. But there's also, it's about how he passes them out too.
Yeah.
Well, he has an ability called a zero action called Take This. It casts on a 4 of anything.
Yep, I started to see that.
10-inch range. He takes off one of his upgrades and gives it to a minion or indeed any model within 10 inches of him. And it doesn't matter if that model already has upgrades or can't even take upgrades.
He just gets it.
Yeah.
And what I find interesting is that it's other friendly model, regardless of restrictions. And then you get the push, 4-inch push as well.
And the push is what starts making it golden.
Yeah.
Because you start speeding up a guild crew.
Yeah.
A lot of people complain, rightly or wrongly, the guild are a slow faction. They're not particularly, but they're certainly not when McCabe's about. So he passes one out, and if he's got a tome on that action, he gets to do it again, which means he can move another upgrade and push another model 4-inch or push the same one a second time by passing it 2 upgrades. Suddenly, you know, giving something 8-inch of movement is almost equivalent to giving it 2 AP. If he's got a walk of 4, you might as well just giving it a 3 turns movement.
Yep.
While ignoring it through terrain or pushing it through a river or anything else, because pushes don't get slowed down by those kind of things.
Yeah, they ignore the terrain restrictions. They just stop by blocking stuff, don't they?
Yeah. The upgrades he has have different effects depending on whether he's holding or something else is holding them. So you can really kind of choose what you've got, who you pass it to, and things like that. You start looking at upgrades for what he brings.
Badge of speed.
Yeah. should we have a look at them for you? There are basically 6 upgrades you look at. There are 7 McCabe upgrades. One goes on Sadio only, and we'll talk about that a bit later. Mm-hmm. There are 6 McCabe upgrades, one of which I don't use and haven't used.
Is it the strange metal shirt?
No, it's called Barbs.
Okay.
It's one that he doesn't pass out. It's one that he keeps only on himself. It has no extra effect if he passes it out to anybody.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying, yep.
And it's one that actually makes his net gun do damage. Because he's unusual that his shooting attack actually doesn't do any damage to anyone, it just gives them swab.
Yep.
And this one actually sort of, you know, makes his net do a bit of damage, and if he's off his horse and using his whip gains critical strike. Now, I've never found a real use for that one, because I find more use by having upgrades on my kid that he can pass about.
Yep, I can see that.
And if there is an upgrade I'm going to keep on McCabe, it's not that one. So, there are four ones he can pass out for effect. And we'll have a look at those first. Badge of Speed is the first one on the list. It allows him, on a 6 of RAM, to give a minion reactivate.
Which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, he does need that RAM, but it's worth stoning for. You can get it. When he gives the upgrade then to somebody else, it makes them nimble. An example I'd use is this is a Guild Hound.
Yep.
A model you can take no matter which faction he goes for. He reactivates the Guild Hound before it's even activated the first time, and then passes it the Badge of Speed. That dog can now walk 6 times.
6 times because of
3 of its own activation. Yeah. So yeah, it nimbles and walks twice.
Yep.
And then reactivates and nimbles and walks twice again.
And what is the speed of a Guild Hound?
6.
Oh my god.
So yeah, we've just gone bounced off the backboard edge and bounced back 6 inches.
Yes. And this is because he's got this infiltration ability where he can take Black Sheep and Guardsmen essentially.
Yeah. So he can bring Offstringers into 10 Thunder Crews.
Yep.
And he can there's many Black Sheep, and everything that is a Black Sheep actually is dual faction anyway.
Yep.
So I'm not sure how much good the infiltration does there, but he does have to move things like Wastrels or Guild Guard or something like that about between into 10 Thunders if he wants them.
Yep.
Guild Hounds is the one I've really found the use for. So Badge of Speed,
especially
really
I think especially with the fact that if you bring Luna along, all friendly Hound models in play losing significant.
Yeah, so they don't need to team up in order to do that anymore. They can go solo.
Yeah, so all of a sudden you've got some very fast
3-stone minions, so that's significant.
For you know, stake a claim, dropping scheme markers all over the place.
If a Hound also activates within a certain range of Runa, I think it's 3 inches, it gains +1 walk.
Yep.
So, just, you know, 6 little words for you when we've got this reactivating Guild Hound. That could be walk 7 for the first activation, if it starts near Luna, and has already been pushed several inches because you passed it the Badge of Speed. The 3 words are, deliver the message, and the other 2 would be plant explosives.
Yep, I can see that.
These are turn 1 possibilities.
Wow.
In a McCabe crew. It's not even funny. It doesn't matter almost where you put the enemy master. It can just get done. If you ever see them both in a scheme pool, yeah, that's when McCabe comes straight out of the box. If you're playing more than one. You say, thank you very much. Oh, card flipping gods. Badge of Speed's great. Reactivating anything's good. Reactivated in 10 Thunders, there's some very good minions to do that with. The one that comes straight to mind is the Dawn Serpent. It's a 10-stone minion. But minion it is. And it's got a walk of 6 with flight.
Oh, yep. So that's going to be pretty damn quick as well, then.
And once he gets in, it's melee 7 and shooting 7.
Yep.
So getting reactivated and being able to have multiple attacks, it can make very good use of those.
Yes, I can see that.
So in 10 Thunders, he has some really juicy targets. Another one would be a 10 Thunders Archer.
I'm just thinking of what models to build for tomorrow now, Charles. And I'm thinking, I got a Dawn Serpent, haven't I? I bought one of those.
It would be very... If you're going to 10 Thunders, it would be one of the ones to get started with.
I've been building cool stuff like Guild Riflemen because they look so great. Those figures.
They are nice looking models.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't too impressed with the hounds. They're a bit dated.
No, I use a proxy. I use some weasels from Otherworld.
Okay.
As my guild hounds, because there are very few dog models I actually like in any range.
Yeah.
So you know that I've been able to find. A Thunder's Archer is a great one to do as well. Imagine having the Archer pass it. You make it reactivate. You pass it the badge of speed, so it's pushed 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It can then nimble and rapid fire.
Yes.
Oh, reactivate and rapid fire.
I think I've got archers as well.
Yeah, 6 shots from one of those things puts a dent in most things.
Right. So that's badge of speed.
Yeah, it's worthwhile. It's a good investment of 2 stones. I will say, if you are going to run something off, though, remember, McCabe, when he activates, he grabs back all his upgrades.
Irrespective of distance.
No, 10-inch range.
Oh, it's 10.
So if you do run something off, and you run it away from that large bubble area, you might not be getting it back.
Right.
You might be giving up a guild hound and giving up the upgrade. But I'd trade 5 stones for 3 BP most days. So, what else has he got? He has a glowing sabre, which is an upgrade to his own sword, which gives him a set of additional triggers. So, as well as being critical strike on his sword, he also gains triggers for all the others as well.
Oh, yeah, signals, armour, hard to kill, but the temptation then is to use that on McCabe, but you probably want to look at if this upgrade is attached to a non-master model bit.
Yeah, which he then also knows armor hard to kill, and gains crit strike, and it's built in. It gives a model that maybe doesn't have a good melee attack, a melee 6 attack, which is basically 2, 4, 5.
Yeah, 6 isn't too bad either, is it?
No, archers don't have a melee attack until you give them this. Monks of War River don't have a damaging melee attack until you give them a sword. There were a few options in there. But no, the trick is actually to use them on as many models as possible in one turn. Turn one, McCabe might not have used for his sword, so he can pass it out. On turn two, the model you pass it to hits something with the sword. McCabe activates and grabs the sword back and uses it,
mm-hmm.
and then passes it to a third model who activates and uses the sword.
Right. But it's got to be in this 10-inch bubble still, hasn't it?
Yeah. But effectively, do you remember seeing Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one?
Yes.
There's a bit where there are two sort of comedy pirates and the Keira Knightley character.
Yeah.
Are running around and they've got one sword to share between them in a sword fight.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that. Okay, it really is that they take turns to chuck the sword to each other.
Yes.
As they all fight on it. And it does feel like that when you play it. but yeah, he's got some nice triggers on that one. In fact, he can actually, every time he damages, he can get back soul stones.
On the tome, I can see that.
On the tome, yeah. So there's some nice stuff on there. So Glowing Saber's not one I always take, but it's one I always think about. The other two that pass around, Elixir of Life gives him a healing flip on an 8. So he can heal himself or something else within 6 inches.
Yep.
A 1, 2, 3. Which is good for keeping him on his horse if he's in the thick of things.
There's no suit required, it just needs an 8.
Just needs 8 every time he casts it. But when he passes it out to a model, that model gains regen 2, and it and any model within 3 inches of it that's friendly becomes unimpeded.
That's quite useful as well.
Very useful for moving through some dodgy areas. Strange Metal Shirt's the other one. It gives McCabe armor 1, makes him a bit tougher. But if he passes it out, it gives other models a 0 action to put a 4-inch aura up of armor 1 for friendly models. Now, it does take that model's 0 action away, so you might want to give it to something that doesn't have a 0 or has one that you rarely use.
Mm.
So it's a case of choose your model carefully for a target for that. But being able to put armor 1 up on multiple models for a 0 action is quite nice.
And it just happens as well. It's not a cast or anything, is it?
Nope, just happens.
Yep.
You don't need to discard a card for it or anything. It just happens. until that model loses it, until McCabe grabs the upgrade back. So what I do is I generally choose two of those four to put on McCabe. I don't generally take three. I'll go for two of those.
Okay.
Because you can only cast the spell, the zero action to move upgrades off him a maximum of twice in a turn anyway. A zero, and if he gets a turn, he can do it again.
Yes.
So I find taking three maybe a bit wasteful.
Yes, so it's two stones that could be used for cash or whatever, really.
Well, it's one stone for me, because the other one that goes is one is the other upgrade, which doesn't have to be taken on him, but I always do, and it's Promises. Promises is an upgrade that doesn't move, but it's friendly models within a 6-inch aura of this model are positive to willpower jewels and melee jewels.
So it's like Nicodem's bubble, but it's including willpower.
Yeah, well, it makes them positive on attack flips.
Yeah.
Now, is any model carrying an upgrade? Now, if McCabe has Promises, he's always carrying an upgrade.
Yes. So
he automatically has positive melee flips and positive willpower jewels for the whole game. And anyone who you've taken an enforcer who has an upgrade near him has the benefit. And anyone you've passed an upgrade to has the benefit.
Yep.
So suddenly someone you've passed a Going Sabre to is melee 6 paired, if they're close enough. You don't see it at first, but it's there.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I'm just thinking of the thing that's going to... I'm going to find hard is the movement of making sure that he's in the right place at the right time, sort of thing.
Yeah. Now, with Ten Thunders, this is where your totem choices become interesting. Okay? You can use Wooner, and if you need lots of Guild Hounds for maybe Recon, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not Recon, in the Crossroads book, there is the generic Ten Thunders totem called the Kamiyatachi.
Yep.
Or, as I call it, Super Weasel. A model so good he's had his own Fool's Daily. Okay? Which I did with Mike a while back.
Yep.
The Kamiyatachi is superb with McCabe. Because every time upgrades start moving around to
you can draw
models,
a card.
Yeah, and push things and heal them. All for nothing.
Well, it's 4 points, 4 stones, but that's a bargain, just that.
Yeah, but he's also a minion.
Yes.
And he's got a zero action to push a target leader within 6 inches, walking in any direction, so you can push McCabe 7 inches. And that helps you control that bubble.
Yes.
Outside of McCabe's activation.
So he's got a lot of movement shenanigans there.
You
got the Howling Thunder ability, and then, as you said, the zero action at the crossroads, which costs a card, but...
But on top of the actual movement by giving things upgrades anyway, there's a ton of tricks there just by taking Super Weasel.
Yep.
So if you don't need the Guild Hounds, have a good look
at the Super Weasel.
Super Weasel. He is tremendous fun.
He's got 3 tails.
I believe he does. He is super.
Picture shows that he's got 3 tails.
Yeah, they're kind of a spiritual sort of weasel spirit thing. Actual sort of mythology.
Yes.
Owl War mythology. He's not a get stuck in model, but he does have an interesting casting action if you've got spare cards.
Oh, the burning one.
Yeah, casting 7. Discard 2 cards, put burning 2 on something.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
Gets around a few bits and pieces here and there. And there's plenty of things that, like things being burning. So it's all about a lot of McCabe play, whether you're taking a tenth of the guild, is all about the upgrades. And then it's choosing what you like.
I need to find a weasel figure now.
Or the world miniatures.
I knew you'd know.
Yeah, I've used the guild hounds, and I use one of them when I'm not using the guild hounds, obviously, I'll use one as the Kamiyatachi.
That wonderful noise signifies that we realised that we were running too long for one episode of Fool's Daily. I know. Too long. Hard to believe. So we have split the episode, the McCabe episode, into two. So here endeth part one of Fool's Daily McCabe. Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.